You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Karen Chua.
This week I spoke to Karen about Chris Hipkins' decision to increase the minimum wage, as well as his decision to refer over their hate speech legislation to the Law Commission. Here is that interview now.
The Prime Minister announced that the minimum wage would be increasing by $1.50 to $22.70 an hour from April 1st. What do you think about this decision?
Yeah, so ACT has come out and said that we really don't agree with the decision that's been made on that rise. And there's a couple of reasons. I mean, we've got 30% of businesses that are saying they aren't sure if they'll survive the next 12 months. We've been through quite a lot of catastrophes over the last couple of years with COVID and now the flooding up in Auckland and a whole lot of other legislation that's gone through that affects small to medium businesses the most. We're talking about, you know, all the other policies that they've brought in with extra sick leave and holiday pay and all those other things added on top. And I just think at a time where businesses are struggling the most, that this must have been a blow to them.
Hipkins has said that the increase is in line with inflation and that the impact on inflation would be negligible. Do you think that this 7% increase will help families or those on lower incomes with the rising cost of living?
Well, if you actually have a look, only 7% of workers are on minimum wage, and only 1.5% of those on minimum wage have dependent children in their household. This is a lot of minimum wage workers are part-time workers or students looking for work while they're studying or at university. So I think, you know, if we want to help those that are struggling the most, we have things in place right now that could help them, like working for families, tax credits, and many other policies that are in place at the moment. So I just think we need to have a real hard look at who this is hurting the most. And it's going to be hurting the small businesses, and it's going to be hurting students that just want a chance to get a job.
The National Party has said that they would support an increase in the minimum wage, but just not as much of an increase. Is this something that ACT could get on board with as well?
Yeah, see, $1.50 is a huge rise. And I think most businesses were expecting a rise in the minimum wage, but not that much of a rise. Businesses usually plan a year ahead. They look at their expenses and their overheads and what their staff are going to cost them. And $1.50 an hour rise with only a couple of months' notice is quite harmful. So I think they were expecting a rise. It just wasn't as high as this. And I think we should really be giving small to medium businesses a bit of a break. And ACT has called on a 3-year sort of moratorium on minimum wage rises for that reason. Just let businesses get back on their feet. Let tourism come back and let businesses have a chance to thrive.
So then what would the ACT Party do instead to help those struggling with the cost of living?
Yeah, so there's a few things in place at the moment. Like I said, there's working for families, tax credits and other policies. But there's also, there needs to be a bit of give and take. It can't just be up to businesses to subsidise government decisions. We can look at having tax cuts so that people keep more in their pocket. And ACT has policies around that, changing it to 2 tax rates. Making sure that, and this would give the average New Zealander an extra $1,200 in their pocket to decide what to do with. So I think governments need to take some of the burden and not just push this burden onto business owners.
The next topic I wanted to ask you about was the recent halt of the government's proposed amendment that would have expanded protection from incitement under the Human Rights Act to religious groups. And they've instead referred it to the Law Commission. And this is part of Hipkins' policy purge to focus more on what he's calling bread and butter issues. So what was your reaction to this particular policy being scrapped?
I think there'll be lots of people out there that are relieved that this policy actually hasn't been scrapped. It's just the can's been kicked down the road for another day. And I'm not quite sure what the Law Commission is going to say any different to what is being said right now. So I think they're just kicking the can down the road. It's a bit too hard to debate this issue right now with an election coming up, and guarantee you that if the Labor government got back into power at the next election, that this would be back on the agenda.
Freedom of expression is a fundamental human right, but there are other rights that are important as well, such as the right to non-discrimination. Do you recognise that there are groups that are vulnerable to hatred and discrimination in Aotearoa, and what would ACT do about this?
Yeah, you are right. Freedom of expression is one of the most important values our society has. And ACT doesn't believe that you should be punished for having an opinion. There are already hate speech laws in place right now that protect against dangerous speech and inciting harm. But I just feel that the words that they're using and the way that they're trying to do this will actually be more harmful than helpful. Threatening to incite violence should be illegal, but using words subjective like offensive or insulting should never be used to prosecute offences. We should be able to question things. I mean, there's been many things within religion that we may not agree with, and Brian Tamaki would be one of them. I don't necessarily agree with some of the stuff that he's been saying, and I feel we do have a right to question what's been said, and sometimes ridicule what's been said because it's ridiculous, and we shouldn't be open to prosecution for that.
Right, so what current protections are in place, and why do you believe that these are enough as they currently are?
We already can't incite violence, and we can't incite, make people feel, threaten people to the point where they feel unsafe. That's there. This is more around offensive or insulting words, and who decides what's offensive and what's insulting, and is this going to create a space in this country where people are too scared to speak up in case they might be breaking the law, and we may suppress people's speech to the point where it goes underground, and that could cause even more problems.
But at the same time, there are people that are being silenced and are afraid to speak up about some of the hatred and discrimination they're facing. So what would you propose for those people that are affected by this in their day-to-day lives? For example, those who were affected by the Christchurch mosque attacks in 2019 and the ongoing abuse Muslim New Zealanders face. So what would you do to address this issue?
Yes, I understand that. And with freedom of speech comes the consequences of that speech, right? Nobody has to stand and tolerate what somebody's saying to them. You don't have to agree with them, and you can push back on what they're saying. There are consequences to the words we use, and if we do insult someone or offend someone, that person has the right to push back. And you see it within society. When people do say offensive stuff, the pushback from society is very, very strong. And I feel it should not be you should not be prosecuted for this kind of speech. And there's no way that this law would have stopped what happened on that day with the mosque attacks. But I do feel for people that do have these offensive words coming their way. But is it really a prosecution? Is it really an offence that you should be prosecuted for?
Hipkins is calling for cross-party support on acting on the recommendations that they received and expanding this legislation. Is there any way that the ACT Party would be on board with any amendments to hate speech legislation or any other sort of actions that could be taken to address some of the abuse that's being faced by certain communities in our country?
Yeah, that's the good thing about Parliament, right? Ideas get brought forward and the Labor Party can bring forward some ideas, and when we see them and we read through them, that's when we can kind of make comment or decide on whether we would support or not support something. I really am uncomfortable with commenting on a hypothetical, because who knows what will be put up.
Would there be a certain threshold that, you know, your party would need to have in place? For example, you've mentioned opinions, freedom of opinion expression, those things you'd like to see protected. But for example, you know, calling for mass genocide of a particular group, is there any way that legislation could be in place to protect against those kind of things from being accepted online?
See, that sort of thing would already fall under hate speech. Calling for mass genocide already falls under hate speech. That's inciting violence and hatred, and that already falls under the current laws of protection.
I guess then some people would argue that our current laws then maybe aren't working because people are able to get away with these things. So what would your sort of proposal then be to address that?
Well, if that's the case and people are getting away with inciting hatred and violence of that kind, we need to be enforcing the current laws that are in place. There's no point in having a law if it's not being enforced. So I would say that I would fully back that being enforced.
Well, that was all the questions that I had, unless there was anything else you wanted to add.
Oh, no, that's pretty much all I had to say on that. I mean, we've had this discussion in Labor saying that on one hand, almost no one would be prosecuted under this new proposal. But, you know, if you're going to have this kind of religious protection for religious groups, wouldn't you want this to be enforced? And you kind of can't have it both ways. You can't say almost no one will be prosecuted under this law, but on the other hand, it will protect groups. So I think that's the same issue we were just talking about, making sure we're enforcing the current laws as they are.
That was our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Karen Chaw.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.